come on now.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Thank you for stopping by.
Some nerve showing up here.
What's happening? I zoned out for a second.
It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school.
Yeah, it's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, December 2nd.
Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
Hi, Husker Nick.
What's up, guys?
How's everybody? Some of the extra pep.
Always. I'm good to go.
Pep
ready to roll.
In your step.
I'm going to need you to.
Today's a great day.
Keep that pep going, man.
No problem. I can do that. I think that's what I bring to the table, and that's about it.
Last night's game, I was late getting in here because it was almost 10:30, almost 11 o'clock by the time I got to bed after basketball. So
can't let that second job interfere with
your first job, JP. I'll get this coffee down, and I'll be able to do this job just fine.
There you go, baby.
Thanks. But yeah, it was fun. Had another basketball game. Huskers beating South
you
Dakota.
Are, you are. I hope you realize how uniquely fortunate you are.
Why,
to get
why
to be at the game.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Like, there I know, are, I think about that, too.
Yeah, there's like 15,000 people every night that wish they were there.
Right.
Like, that is uniquely cool.
I do. I feel bad that people don't
want to
be there.
No, don't feel bad. Appreciate
is it,
how lucky you are.
Do you still feel the energy from the players, or do you think it's little drained because there's no crowd?
Because I can get excited, and we can play exciting music for them and stuff now, because the first part of the whole season was a tournament. And so with a tournament, you have to be evenly excited for both teams.
Right, right, right.
Now it's just like full on, hey, I'm going to go crazy for Stevenson and get excited for him. And we're going to play some awesome music when the opposing team gets a timeout. Because they're getting beat. And so that it's more fun now. And I think the players are enjoying
I almost feel like
themselves.
They probably feel a little more relaxed in a weird way.
What do you say that?
I don't know, because I feel like if you have all that pressure of people watching you and like there's kids and stuff,
yeah,
you can like really get into the game. So if you get, you know, if you get a little like frustrated or something, you don't have to worry about
the curse words.
I mean,
flying?
I guess it is televised, so never mind. But I don't know. I feel like I would kind of like that.
They do a
so
good
I don't
job.
Have to worry about kids watching me.
They do a good job covering up what they're playing. But
oh, that's good. That's
man,
good.
The curse words you can hear on the sideline with no crowd there.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just from our team. The opposing coach, he was kind of a jerk last night.
Dang. So,
and he did a lot of yelling.
Them Dakotas.
So
can't trust them.
It's it's true.
I've never heard that rule of thumb, but okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
writing it down, taking notes.
Think about it. That's the southernmost point of Canada right there. To South Dakota.
Practically.
I mean, if you ask them, they'll tell you they belong to Canada.
Oh.
A.
They're practically Canadians.
Okay. Basically. Beautiful. Either Canadians or Minnesotans. A lot of people in South Dakota wish they were from Minnesota.
So South like Dakota they talk is about just Minnesota. Soda.
Yeah, they talk faux about soda. Minnesota like they're from there, and you could tell it's kind of like a wanting, you know, like, oh.
I idolize.
Yeah. 100%.
Batten eyelashes.
Yeah, 100%. So like, you know, that's how it is up there. Got a lot of friends from there.
Them Dakotas.
Them darn Dakotas. Can't trust them.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, today on the show, couples therapy. Woo! We'll figure out what's going on between a couple. Movies that traumatized you as a kid.
Oh, man. Dude, I got it. When we get to it, I can't wait to tell you what my dad did to further this trauma. Like, you guys will laugh. It's
Yay!
Such a total dad
trauma.
Maneuver, too. Total dad maneuver.
We'll also talk about a baby boom and beards for McRibs. That's coming up. What's going on between a couple? Movies that traumatized you as a kid.
Oh, man. Dude, I got it. When we get to it, I can't wait to tell you what my dad did to further this trauma. Like, you guys will laugh. It's
Yay!
Such a total dad
trauma.
Maneuver, too. Total dad maneuver.
We'll also talk about a baby boom and beards for McRibs. That's coming up.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
For the category of...
There's something you don't see every day.
We're dealing with a couple places re-identifying themselves, starting with a church and two mega churches.
Okay.
Decided to open Sunday services with some safe-for-work jokes.
Church music. He has church music now.
You did. You found church music instead of the orchestra sounding Star Wars.
This is the Bohemian Rhapsody church music I found.
This really? Is Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah. Listen.
I am no sinner. Oh, no. All right, never mind. You don't get the credit. Never mind. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. We're giving him a hard time because he said, this is the churchiest music I found, and it was like an orchestra doing Star Wars.
Yeah.
Doesn't.
Oh, my gosh. And now, and the Bohemian Rhapsody one was the other one in his pocket. Never mind.
So, apparently, according to the pastor, Pastor Jurgens Mathesis, on Instagram said, strip clubs, not churches, are exempt from the COVID lockdowns and are deemed essential by our governor.
Wow. So what state is this?
This is in California.
They can't even, P.S., they can't even practice football for the NFL at their stadium.
Right, they had to find a new home in Arizona,
right? But strip clubs are essential?
Right.
Wow.
And so,
I can't tell if I'm proud or annoyed at that.
I'm very.
It's one of the two.
I'm on the fence.
I am too.
So they've changed it. They said, so we decided we're now Awaken Family Friendly Strip Club.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they joked, we strip the devil of his hold, power, and authority over people's lives.
Stop it.
And the pastors did a little burlesque dance routine.
A church I would go to.
Taking off their jackets.
A church I would probably attend.
And even throwing their tithes into the audience. But that's just far down.
What? This is wild.
They did what they could. They re-identified themselves as a strip club.
Welcome to 2020, where you got this going on to stay afloat. My gosh.
And then we go to Nottingham, England, and under a tight lockdown due to the spike of coronavirus.
Right.
Groups larger than six can't gather, and most venues have to close for everything but takeout and delivery. That's why the owner of 400 Rabbits, a city tequila bar.
Okay.
Submitted paperwork
already. I can tell you that.
Yes,
yeah, 400 Rabbits. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. They submitted paperwork to become the church of the 400 Rabbits.
There you go.
Because places of worship are allowed to gather, and the
this
bar owner wants his place
creative.
Deemed a place of meeting for religious worship.
Yeah, like,
I mean, it sort of defeats the purpose.
Tequila,
technically, but God, you gotta love the ingenuity. That's really
keep your businesses going somehow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what do?
The church has a website where you can become a bunny believer for free, or for around $10, a Reverend of Righteous Rabbits, and those $10 would go to help feed and clothe Nottingham's homeless.
Wow!
So like kind of a cool concept.
Okay, I love that.
I mean, seriously,
I love that.
So there you go. A couple places that are like reinventing themselves just to be able to keep their business going.
You love it. You love to see it.
Ingenuity right there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, the nitty gritty from Music City. We'll also celebrate the good in the world with some good things. If you got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Oh, Nitty. Hi, good morning. We're doing the Nitty. Chase Rice does not have COVID-19. Morgan Wallen nabs a first on the Billboard charts. And Jason Aldean's son, well, he basically dresses better than you.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Well, good morning. I'm too busy this morning looking at funny Twitter threads.
Apparently.
But hey, this is Nitty, and the internet is mad at Chase Rice. Very upset. For posting a joke about losing his taste and smell while teasing the release of their new song, Drinking Beer, Talking God, Amen. And when I say there, I mean the feature is Florida Georgia Line as well. So a lot called it not funny, poor taste, he suggested. And then people suggested he donate the profits to frontline workers. The tweet he had is this, quote, just lost my taste and smell. Weird. Also dropping a single at midnight. He does not have COVID, by the way. Mm. I guess I just don't really get how that relates.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not necessarily mad about it,
like
me personally.
Kind of read the room a little bit.
But yeah, it's like read the room, and it just doesn't make sense. Like there's literally no play on words even for the song.
It's not connected to the song. It's not connected to an album.
It's just like, I don't know. It's a weird one-off thing. But anyway, so people are a little upset about it, and he's like, hey, I don't actually have COVID, and also the song is out. Okay, bye.
Apologies, bye.
Yeah. So Morgan Wallen has become the first artist to debut two songs in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart at same time.
Wow.
One of which you've heard, Somebody's Problem. That's at number 3.
Yeah.
And then Still Going Down is the other song that debuted at number 8. And both those songs, of course, you can find on the new double album, which releases January 8th. Yesterday was Jason Aldean's son Memphis's birthday. So he posted like a series of photos of him arranged from most recent to oldest. And he wrote, you know, it's hard to believe it's been 3 years since this little guy came into our lives. He is wild, headstrong, and all boy. And I couldn't be more thankful for him. He looks like he's already got quite the personality.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He dresses better than you, I promise. I'm sure this has something to do, obviously, with Jason and Brittany picking out outfits. But, mm-hmm. I mean, this kid looks like someone you don't even want to tangle with.
Right.
He's got the long hair. Like, I don't know. If he doesn't grow up to ride motorcycles or something, I'm going to be a little upset about it. With Anita Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al with Kix 96.9.
Coming up. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
There is more good out there than there is bad, and we like to celebrate that with good things. If you've got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Now it's Chris Jansen. It's Kid.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. Yeah. On Kix 96.9.
Celebrating good things. If you've got a good one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Maybe it's a fundraiser you're doing, whatever it may be. We'll be glad to spread the news. What's yours today, Coriel?
All right, so today, if you are a frontline healthcare worker or a first responder and you just need more coffee, you can go to Starbucks to show appreciation for frontline workers. Starbucks is offering a free tall brewed or iced coffee through the end of the year.
Wow. Man.
And the list of those eligible for the freebies include doctors, nurses, pharmacists, dispatchers, firefighters, paramedics, police officers, dentists, mental health care workers, active duty military, public health care workers, and all hospital staff.
Wow, that's tremendous.
Yeah, yeah,
the lines at the lines at Starbucks, they don't need to get any longer.
Oh, yeah,
guys.
I know.
Like, you'll be sitting in the doctor's office waiting to talk, and like 35 minutes later, like, he's been in line at Starbucks.
Yeah,
be
sorry,
all right.
It's a Starbucks run.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just
today.
Make sure you have your work ID, because you have to have that to get your brew, but you can do that through the end of
that's
the
awesome
year.
That's awesome. On a serious note, that's awesome.
No, yeah, it is. Yeah, totally. Certain.
All
yeah.
jokes aside.
Yeah.
Thank you, Starbucks, for doing that for
good
the people
things.
Out there. Husker Nick, your good thing.
In honor, I hope he's listening, in honor of my brother from another mother, Bill Hooks, owner of Slim Chickens and also happens to be one of my best friends and co-host over on ESPN. It is his birthday. Happy 43rd birthday there.
Happy birthday,
Santa Claus beard.
Hooksy.
He's growing out his Santa beard.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got a nice gray beard.
He looks like he's quite a bit younger.
He does. He's at that stage in life where we talk about how much younger he looks
right.
than his actual age. All right, Hooksy.
Yeah,
but in
Hooksy.
Honor of him, my good thing is going to be something near and dear to his heart. Gambling. So over the weekend, a better placed $50 on a 10-team parlay. So they pick 10 games. They pick 10 teams against the spread. And they're usually really long shots to win. And
okay.
that's how
right.
you end up winning. So it paid out 700-1 odds, which was $35,000.
That's
okay?
a lot of coin.
If he wins it. But the odds of him winning it are minute.
Yeah.
They're, well, 700-1.
Yeah.
Well, he put it down the last four games he needed. He got the first six. The last four he needed, quite literally, all the teams scored within the last 30 seconds of the game.
No way!
Yeah, wow. to get him past the point that he needed.
Wow.
So he ended up winning $35,000. Could you imagine how... Like, I would just sit there and be like, there's zero chance this last one's
right, going. I would stop paying attention.
Just
one of them was the Chiefs game, where the Chiefs were up 17-0 in like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It looked like no chance and ended up
wow.
backdoor cover. So congrats to this guy.
That's
and happy
impressive.
Birthday, Hooksy.
I don't know how I'd be able to compete with all that emotion all at once within 30 seconds. I think I would just like spontaneously combust.
It would explode. My good thing is a kid named Yu Sato.
Okay.
And since the inception of the Lincoln Stars in 1996, they've never had a Japanese-born player on the roster.
Okay.
That changed with Yu being added to the squad.
Yay!
And so he actually came and joined the team. He was playing in Finland.
Okay.
He's originally from Saitama, Japan.
Okay.
And now he's a part of the Lincoln Stars. And they had a special moment because they haven't had a chance to play. And they brought him out onto the ice and raised the flags.
Yay!
Like they do for the American flag, the Canadian flag. And they added the Japanese flag to it.
Oh, that's amazing.
So our first ever Japanese born player. For the Lincoln Stars.
Heck yeah, making some history on the team.
Has a great career and is super good, hopefully.
Yep, hopefully.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Our good things spill into another bit.
Okay.
It involves a tasty treat we had a chance to partake in yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And how 10,000 of you could get one for free.
And how 10,000 of you have to pony up and give me those sandwiches.
When I wake up, wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Rosemary commented that they're already back. Zach says they've been in town for a couple weeks now. My buddy just got one on Wednesday. Do we call and ask?
Oh, yeah, no, we could call.
Can we call and ask?
Let's call. Call the way down the street. You go to one of our.
I love how you know the phone number to the one down the street.
They're really, really good people over there. Let's see if they're. I mean, they're busy.
Chrysler McDonald's, I'm help you.
Hi. I was just wondering if you have the McRib.
Yes, we do.
You do?
Yes, we do.
Thank you. You know what? God love you. Thank you so much.
No problem. At 10:30.
Okay, 10:30. Thanks.
All right, we'll be. Thank you very much.
I might cry.
And she did. As it was announced that the McRib, it was supposed to be officially back today.
I guess that must just be like nationwide.
We get release. The McRib early because we're lucky around here.
Apparently, yeah, we're the lucky ones.
Originate here?
I don't know.
It originated. I'm very positive the McRib originated in Nebraska. Stop it! No, you focus on things, JP. I'm going to Google it.
Okay, you Google it, but like
I hope you're right.
I do too. Could they be able to hang that on our that on
like
our
legit? If I could tell people that Kool-Aid, the McRib. A Reuben, what else?
Yeah, all kinds of crazy fun stuff.
Football.
Came from around here.
Ish. History.nebraska.gov says, rumor has it that McDonald's McRib was invented in Nebraska.
You're
that
welcome.
Rumor is not exactly true. In 1972, Professor Roger Mandingo of the University of Nebraska received a grant from the National Pork Producers Council to work on a process to create restructured meats. And then it kind of like... In a way, kind of.
I love the McRib because I'm not even positive it's even rib meat. It's just so good.
It's not so
barbecue sauce and then the bun with the, like, I don't even know what's on that bun. Like, what are the little, they get all over your fingers.
Sesame seeds.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, sesame seeds.
Cool.
So the McDonald's, the McRib is officially out today nationwide.
Oh my God.
But they're holding a contest where they're going to give away free McRibs to the first 10,000 men who post a selfie of their clean-shaven face on Twitter.
Oh, nope. I love McRibs, but I will not shave.
You said you were thinking about maybe shaving, right?
Dude, I'm telling you right now, every guy listening in town that has a beard is, like, annoyed with the mask mandate going on or whatever it is. Because it's not itchy. My beard is an afro.
By the end of the day, my beard is just an afro,
and I'm constantly having to comb it to try to keep it from being an afro.
I have a legitimate question.
It's like
question.
When you wear a hat. Like, I take my hat off, I got hat hair, now
what's
I got mask beard.
Question, Coriel.
Mask beard.
Yeah, mirrored, so if we're going to be cool mirrored, and hip like the young kids.
Mirrored.
And make everything a combined word.
Like, instead of boyfriend, mirrored. Boyf.
Yeah, this is my mirrored. My mask beard.
Okay, so because of you wanting to shave your beard potentially because of the mirrored.
Yeah.
And then this article about the, 10,000 free McRibs if you shave.
Yeah, you shave it and then you got to post it on Twitter ASAP.
They said it's because, trust me, like having McRib sauces and things all up in your beard is hard and it's messy and gross.
No, you keep that thing in there and you can kind of enjoy it later.
Okay, that's gross.
Well, it smells nice too.
That's gross.
Yeah.
You want your beard to smell good.
But that's my
thing,
though.
That's
my question.
Eat some barbecue sauce and let it marinate in
there. Do beards, like, do you really smell like the food and stuff that's
you
left
can.
In it?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, you think that'd be your mustache more like?
Both. It's both.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You get, Like you eat like barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
and
right.
The other day I was like combing my beard and I was like, oh gosh, there's a glob of barbecue sauce in here.
Right.
And then I got it out, but like for probably a day, I bet it, I No wonder I was craving barbecue sauce all day.
Weird. I didn't know that.
We got a message from Timothy. OMG, so glad you called right when I got home. I know my dinner. It's McRib time.
Yeah.
And Logan 100%. Says McRibs are a gift straight from the Lord's
hands.
No,
they are.
They are.
I don't understand it either because they shouldn't be good, but they're just amazing.
For some reason, I think for me, it's the combination. It's the combination of pickles and onions for me.
See, I go no pickles, no onions.
That sounds gross, but I think it's the tanginess of the sauce.
Yeah.
Yep.
With it all, it's just weird. Ooh. Yep.
Yeah, I go no pickles, no onions. I like onions on everything, but I go no pickles are gross. Like I don't eat pickles.
I love pickles.
Oh, Nick.
God, pickles are nasty.
No, not you.
So I refuse to eat pickles, but onions I like on everything.
Are you sure you don't eat pickles?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Well, if you want to shave your beard, you got to get it done quick and get it up on Twitter for your chance to win one of the
these things are a dollar, aren't they?
No!
No, they're $3.
I'm not shaving my beard for $3.
You got to get a whole meal in order to get the dollar extra sandwich.
I would need between 21 and 24 McRibs to make it worth shaving my beard.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, somewhere in that area is the sweet spot. 21 to 24.
We just need 21 to 24 people to step up and
no
give
more,
Nick,
no less.
Promise Nick your extra $1 sandwich and then I'll
no more, no less.
Next. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll get to couples therapy. Gonna help figure things out. You are the judge, jury, and executioner of that. And a baby boom that just recently happened. Should we see how awake people are today?
Oh, sure.
I mean, it is 7:02. I know people's like it life is habits are a little bit different because
bright
of
and early
COVID. But we should probably try this.
Ooh.
That dirty pool.
Ooh, I like it.
Merry Christmas.
Kicks 96.9.
Doing it this early?
Yeah, let's do it. That's the ornament smash cue to call. The Santa getting smashed. Caller 25. We need you. 466-9696. That's 466-9696.
Kicks 96.9. And whenever you hear the smashing, you want to be call number 25.
Kicks 96.9.
I mean, it pays to get up early with us. Then you get a chance to win your way to Ornament Smash and thousands of dollars in prizes. Good morning, who's this?
This is Isaac.
Isaac, number 25.
Congrats.
So nice. Isaac's in. You can be too.
Ornament Smash 2020.
Cue to call is a big deal, so get in for that. The rest of this week, and then Sunday is the big day.
Yeah, starting at 2 p.m., we'll be smashing live on Facebook, KX969. You can, I don't know, watch and enjoy the fun. Watch us smash.
Is this the most smashing you'll have ever done live?
Never.
Via the internet?
Nope.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
This is Pitt. Kendall Fuller up to get it. And that will end this game with under a minute to go.
You can almost hear it. That's the moment that all of the babies started happening.
I mean, here's the deal, guys. You know me. I'm the world's biggest Chiefs fan.
Oh, yeah.
Had I not gone and gotten a vasectomy a year ago,
yeah,
there'd be another baby right now.
I was going to say.
Up. Yeah. So it's been about 9 months since the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And many of us remember where we are and how we celebrated. Some other folks, especially Chiefs fans down in Kansas City.
Bro, I got two cousins that are both about to pop. They have babies.
Ooh. Yeah,
they both live in KC.
Yep.
Big Chiefs fans.
All the baby making happened after that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Win. And now there's like an overload of babies coming our way down in Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
They have a massive baby boom down there.
If you're like 25 years old right now in Nebraska or your parents lived in Nebraska, there's a good chance your name's Tommy.
That's valid.
Really
That's
good valid. Chance.
All
yeah.
the national
championships. Yeah, yeah. Really, or like Jason. Or something like that.
Yeah. So
I love that. That's funny.
It just kind of happens that way when your favorite team wins. You're that is. Celebrate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so there's a Dr. Parrish down in Kansas City, the University of Kansas Health System says, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a ton
of babies.
That's
in the labor
baby
and delivery wards.
How that correlates. I guess I'm not surprised at all.
I'll be curious if there's a baby boom coming out of COVID this year.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
All the people being stuck in their houses.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you don't have a lot going on. You're like, boy, I need to do something that's going to help me lose weight. Hey. Let me tell you.
Let's Google how many calories I can burn.
Yeah.
I think...
1 hour of wrestling is like, I think, a 25-minute run.
I think I've seen...
Wow, really?
Oh, really?
Hour of wrestling.
Yeah. Wait. no.
Oh, man.
There's a couple people. One of them is a pregnant lady by the name of Chelsea Perez, who says they're planning on naming their daughter Kelsey.
Damn right.
Oh, after with
Travis
C?
Kelsey.
Yeah. Oh.
With a K. Like his last name.
Yeah. But like K-E-L-C-E.
Yeah, Kelsey.
Of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I wonder how many Patricia and Patricks will be around Kansas City here coming up.
Maybe.
Quite a few, I bet.
Maybe there'll be a baby just named Mahomie.
Mahomie?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
This is my baby Mahomie.
I already told Jess, had we had another kid, like either Patrick or Patricia was happening.
Patricia.
Yeah. Trish.
Okay. Trish. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
I just think whenever I think of the name Patricia, I think of Patty Mayonnaise.
Really?
The character from Doug.
I'm not gonna reveal it, but my brother-in-law and sister-in-law kind of told us all what the potential name of they're about to have a kid here.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Yeah. And you know, my daughter's nickname is Juggernaut.
Yeah.
And immediately I'm like, oh my god, it's gonna be a little Mack Truck and Juggernaut, because they're having a girl.
Oh,
and I'm
love
like, well,
it.
Mack Truck and Juggernaut.
Oh, beautiful.
And they're like, why do you have to name our daughters those kind of nicknames?
It makes me think
of
like,
the
league.
Because they're badasses. What do you want?
It makes me think of the league when they want to name the baby Chalupa Batman.
Yeah. We have in our family so far, the four grandchildren, we have Juicebox Johnson, Mack Truck. Juicebox is going to play middle linebacker for Nebraska. He has to. So we got Juicebox. Boogie is my son. Juggernaut, and then little Mack Truck. When she
Carter is Boogie?
Yeah, he's been Boogie since the day he was born.
That's cute.
His if you ever look up Boogie Gregeth on PlayStation Network, that's me and my son.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Little Boogie.
Dr. Parrish down at the University of Kansas says he hopes the Chiefs take it all the way again, just so they can have more data to see, really, if this is
kidding.
So then the Chiefs fans can take it all the way, too?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in.
We did get a direct message that the COVID baby boom is a real thing. The amount of people preparing for daycare for February and March is obnoxious.
Oh, I'm sure it's insane.
Oh, I bet. I have like four people in my timeline in the last like month or two that have been like, oops, we didn't socially distance. Or
oh, my God.
Whatever. Here's the baby.
I guess we weren't 6 feet apart.
Oh.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
So if you're going to have a baby, we know what you did during COVID.
Mm-hmm. We
didn't use proper protection, and I'm not talking about masks.
We didn't talk about PPE here.
Whoa.
Coming up, we'll talk with Marge and Jason and try to make it right with a couples therapy. It's coming up.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And we're cheap and free. If you need our help, we're here to help you.
I was just thinking about that the other day, how like we must be putting marriage counselors out of work in this burg.
Yeah, it's possible.
Like, I feel really bad for that industry right now, because you can get the best hands-down marriage advice
for free from
this show.
Let's bring in Jason to reach out to us. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Good, man. What can we do for you today?
Well, I've been married to my wife, Marge, for about a year. We're both divorced, but we've hitched our wagons together. And there's something that's driving me crazy. I'm a little worried because we've only been married a year.
Oh,
and
wow.
I found this thing that, it drives me nuts. Okay?
Uh-oh.
And you should know there's like a bit of an age difference between us. She's 15 years my senior. I only bring it up because maybe the issue is like a generational thing. I shouldn't even bother trying to change it. But at the drop of a hat, Marge will seek out a manager to complain, like if she doesn't feel like she's getting the service she deserves.
Okay.
Like she'll complain. Like, I literally, the other day, this truck driver doesn't signal when he's changing lanes, and she calls the "How's my driving" number.
People call those numbers.
What? Okay, does, right? I defend that a little bit, but not signaling to change lanes, but like I've done that before with a guy who was going way too fast, cutting people off in traffic.
If I may ask, I may not be able to. Is Marge, how old's your wife, just so I can get this idea here?
She's 46, and I'm 31.
All right. Okay. You're also 46.
Yes, I am.
This might be a generational thing.
It might actually be a generational thing.
Is this an old person
thing? Because I can't imagine doing that unless they were like...
I would never call that number.
Unless they were literally like trying to assault somebody.
There was a minivan that got cut off by this business truck.
And were you driving the minivan?
I was behind it. I watched it happen. And this minivan almost went into one of the streetlight poles. Okay. It was that bad. I think that's crap, man.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, no. If the truck's going to crash, that's bad.
That's different.
Right.
I guess.
Okay.
JP, though, has had a pizza he didn't like from a pizza joint, and I know you've tweeted a photo complaining and tagging them and like showing the building and like, what is this?
I take bad care.
Like, is tweet, is that the new... So I don't know. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
So back to Jason and his problem.
Well, you might be able to relate.
That's the thing. Like I would never do that, right?
No.
You don't know how these people's days are going, right? You're just seeing a snapshot in their life, and you know, Marge has no problem giving a call, giving a complaint, and you know, I just would never do it. And every time she does, I want to pull my teeth out.
You just cringe.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Okay. Well, let's have her on.
Yeah, we've heard Jason's side of things.
Yeah, that's your side. So let's see what she says.
Bring Marge in. Good morning, Marge.
Good morning.
So let's hear your side of things.
Okay. So I know he has this problem with me, but that's fine because, you know, couples have problems in marriages all the time.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. So in defense of my, like, behavior, quote unquote, people that work for companies and companies, they should have, you know, repercussions for their bad behavior. It's like, how do you have a business, you know, with like crappy employees and people not doing what they're supposed to do? Okay. So get this. I have no problem. Like if my pizza comes to the house and it's cold or disheveled, I have no problem of calling and say, hey, I need a new pizza. My pizza's cold.
It's I get that.
Awful. And stuff like that. I mean, it's just, you know, like, hey, the other day at the grocery store, this is another story, which drove Jason absolutely bananas. And the guys, the gal's ringing up the groceries, right? She's ringing them up. And I'm looking at the tally. She charges me twice for the same item. And I was like, excuse me, you charged me twice. And she's like, no, I didn't. So we kind of got in this little argument, right? Okay. And so she looks it up. And I was like, well, then you might as well give me a free one because you rang it up twice or, you know. Mm-hmm. And I called the manager over and he was like, did you do this? And she's like, you know, it's just having consequences for the action.
Mm. All right.
Okay.
I'm curious where our listeners will sit on this. Like, is it all right to always call a manager, get someone in trouble?
Yes,
I just,
well,
to me, it's like...
At a restaurant, I mean, don't you guys, like, if something comes in wrong, I have no problem of calling something over. If I'm going to pay for this, or you screwed up, I want it right.
I'm kind of on Marge's side with this.
Thank you.
I want to hear what the people have to say.
Okay, yeah, you passive aggressive youngsters. All right, let's see what you guys.
I just don't go back to that place.
Go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
All right, so 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Whose side are you on? Are you Team Jason? This is not a good thing to do. Or Team Marge? It's a lesson to be learned.
Fire away.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969. Tell us what you think with Couples Therapy. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday, and talking about Jason and Marge and their issue recently into marriage. Whose team are you on? Are you Team Marge? People need repercussions. Talk to the manager/point out when something's wrong. or Team Jason, let it slide unless it's super harmful or dangerous. So what side are you on?
On Twitter, there's a poll that you can join.
It's 100% on, literally 100% on Jason's
side. KZKX969. It's all quite literally 100%.
Which I wonder if that's a generational thing.
It just got put up.
Probably
to,
using technology.
No, Jordan, Twitter to Facebook.
Oh, that's funny to think
about.
But
what's Jordan's?
You're right.
Jordan's comment.
Jordan tweeted, said, "Team Marge, but in parentheses, with a grain of salt. If you pay for something, you should get it the way you ordered it. But that doesn't mean that you have to be necessarily rude and call the manager every time."
Mm. Okay. High
so
kicks.
A little bit of both.
What side are you on?
I am definitely Team Marge.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, you do pay for things that are, you know, you're paying for them. Things are expensive. Mm-hmm. I would not call the 800 number, though, for a blinker.
Yeah.
That is a little excessive.
Yeah, I agree.
But I do. I've been to the grocery store where people have not done right. I have actually let them ring up all my groceries and then gone to customer service and returned all of them.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never done that before, but that's impressive.
This is so strange. I'm on the fence about a lot of it.
Okay. Well, let's get more of our listeners.
But I would just, I wouldn't call.
You don't think, you still wouldn't do the call?
Yeah, I don't think I would call. Unless it was putting someone in a dangerous position, but...
I quite literally, if I go somewhere and there is really bad service and I felt like the person was being rude, I just won't go back there.
Yeah.
That's how you handle it.
That's what I do.
Right.
I'm good. Cool, man. Right. You lost my business. See ya.
Right.
Deuces.
What side are you on? Team Marge or Team Jason? Let us know as well. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Come on, man. Hey. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kix 96.9.
It's Couples Therapy and helping out Jason and Marge. With an issue that involves customer service. And we want to know what side you're on. Are you Team Marge? You need to talk to the manager if things aren't right. Or Team Jason? Let it slide unless it's super harmful or dangerous.
Mm. And this also goes for like everyday stuff. Like you're on the road and you see those vans that drive by that's like, 1-800, how's my driving? Or whatever.
Marge has done that
before.
Or,
you know, going to restaurants too. But it isn't just restaurants.
Right.
Too.
It's not just restaurants.
Just everyday.
Can I say stuff. I'm really happy for JP on this?
What is that?
Why?
Because the people calling in have largely been on, agreed with your take on it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's been like, it's nice. It's been nice for you.
I can complain.
If you listen, you can hear
time.
Your voice like, you're happy.
Yeah, you can tell that you're happy that you've got a little
I don't complain all the time, but if it's jacked up.
Is it a shock, though, that the people who like to call or yell at management over being angry about something are the ones calling in to defend it?
At 7:30 in the morning versus the younger generation who's probably still sleeping.
To the other people who just avoid it and are like, I won't do that, aren't calling in? I don't know if that shocks me or not.
I see.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's actually playing into the groups, I think.
This is funny.
Interesting.
Okay. Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
I'm kind of on his side because the turn signal, yes. No, not on the turn signal, but if you get charged twice for something, yeah, but turn signal's getting a little too far.
Okay. Hi, Kix.
Hers, without a doubt.
Why is that?
I firmly believe that if you go into a restaurant, doesn't matter where you're at or anywhere, customer service is customer service. I've been doing customer service since I was 18 years old and out of high school. And the customer is not always right. But regardless, you have to be courteous. And whatever you get, it needs to be what you get.
Hmm. Okay. Hi, Kix. What side are you on?
I'm on Team Jason. So I just think that life's way too short to be throwing little fits about things like that. I mean, I understand the whole pizza ordeal, but it takes 30 seconds to throw it into a microwave and heat it up as opposed to going through the hassle of calling the manager, getting a new pizza, or throwing fits and this, that, and the other. Especially with the holiday season, I think we just need to be spreading more love and kindness as opposed to just making life harder on other individuals. So I'm Team Jason all the way.
Okay, thank you very much.
I love that angle.
We got one more. Good morning.
Hers and his. I mean, come on. I get it.
I've been there. I'm just like her. But my 13-year-old daughter taught me something several years ago. She's like, Ma, quit beating up people because they're not going to give you what you want. Put a little honey on it. Use a little influence. You can still get the same thing that you want. You can still tattle, but tattle in a nice way.
Do it in a nice way.
Right.
Like, hi, I'm sorry to bother you, but... Yeah, this is a cold pizza. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we'll bring a new one out to you. Kind of like that, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And if you're going to the grocery store, okay, I was raised in a grocery store. I got 20, well, with my mom and dad, we got over 45 years of retail in our family. Mm-hmm. And I cashiered, and I broke eggs and the whole nine yards, and I did. It absolutely devastated me when I did it. But sometimes I was just a jerk, and I did it on purpose. But, you know, what I've learned is if you say, hey, you know what? You did ring that up twice. Here's can we just step back? Can we look at it together?
Yeah, let's work on this together.
Yeah, and you know, and honestly, to be 100% honest, if it doesn't get fixed within the first, you know, 30 seconds of the interaction, then I revert back to my old ways. And just, seriously, just get a manager. I don't want to deal with this anymore. But that said, start with the sugar. See if you can get the honey. If not, bring out the vinegar and get where you got to go.
All valid points.
I like. She's.
I also like really like that angle as well.
we did have a question from one of our listeners that direct messaged. Marge? Do you do the same thing when good things happen? You call back and tell them how good they did.
That's a no.
That was too long of a pause. I don't really think.
They're suggesting maybe there needs to be a balance. If she doesn't offer constructive feedback to a solution or anything, then that's just being
bitchy. I think
that's
a cool idea because in that sense, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people that will just go out of their way to be, you know, negative neds anyways, or do it maybe unjustifiably that will really like ruin somebody's day the amount of people that actually call in when something good happens. So maybe if you find yourself in that situation, like you make sure you in turn call and
praise them too.
When someone's doing well.
I'm not out to destroy anybody's life. But I am going to try to help them figure it out. that's my,
'cause that's all on you, right?
The part that's interesting on that though, and just go, when we have someone call the show to correct something you said, you get so angry.
I've learned though over time to get better at that.
I mean, just like
23
minutes ago, you hung up the phone and was like, "Ah, complainer calling a complaint."
Oh, no, it was.
Hey, don't look at me like that.
The look JP is giving me right now.
You agreed with me. That
20
person
minutes ago
was a complainer.
They are
not okay,
but so are you. You're a complainer. Well, you will complain if something's not what you want it to be.
The difference is they are justified in it, they think. And sometimes maybe it is. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Everybody's got their own way of doing this. I just will not spend my money there again. Other people will call. There's different ways to, what's the old saying? There's multiple ways to skin that cat.
So right.
And make sure to let people know that don't go there. You're going to get terrible service.
What's that?
You'll let people know that?
Really? No, I don't.
You just don't go.
I just won't go there. Right. I'll be like, look, man, because for all I know, that individual has done amazing service for everyone else in town and was having a bad 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, I've worked retail.
Yeah.
I promise you, the majority of my time, I tried to be a good dude mm-hmm. and help people. I'm sure there was plenty of people over the 15 years I did it that will come through that line, and something was going on. I was mad. I was short with them. They hated the service they got.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's
where it doesn't represent who I am as a person.
But that's where their manager, their boss will realize, okay, that's not a regular thing for you. Are you having a bad day? They'll talk to you and sort it out that way, and they'll realize that this isn't a regular thing for you. Avoiding this becoming a regular thing is why I bring it up like
right.
that.
So do you think for couples therapy, Jason and Marge, do you think that you'd be able to find a middle ground there somewhere? I mean, what do you think needs to happen?
I would feel a lot better about Marge if she did call up and compliment people's work.
There you go. That's a great compromise.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think, Marge? Is that a compromise that you could maybe bite?
Well, after, yeah, I think so, because you learn things from your first marriage that you have to learn.
There you go.
Second marriage.
Valid.
You don't want to be onto a third marriage trying to learn that lesson, do you?
There's not many people you can complain to about that at that point.
But, you know, and listening to everybody's responses and stuff, I think, too, I think there is a common ground. I could tone it back a little bit, I do think. I do think that, you know, people need to know if their service isn't good, but... You know, yeah, hearing these people and listening to, you know, Jason and what he had to say, I could do that. Yeah, okay. I could compromise.
Yeah, right. Drizzle there the honey, go. Try to get the sugar, if not, bring out the vinegar.
Exactly.
Well, you two are going to be okay.
I think you guys are going to be just
this
fine.
This was fun this morning.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Thanks for airing the laundry with us, because this was fun.
Jason, Marge, we wish you guys the best. Congratulations on the new relationship, the new marriage, and we hope for the best for both of you, all right?
Hey, thanks so much.
Best
thanks.
Free advice I
thanks
ever.
Thanks for helping out.
You're welcome, Jason, Marge. Thank you so much. If you need our advice, we're here for you with Couples Therapy. Just direct message us. We'll do the best to help you, too.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
We just got done with couples therapy, but one more quick thing in a relationship where, you know, there's certain things you can maybe pull over the
wool over the eyes.
Right, exactly, of your significant other.
Like, she must not have complained during their dating period. In front of him.
Oh, she must have, yeah.
And then once they got hitched, she was like, excellent.
She's like rubbing her hands together.
Unleash the hounds.
Right.
Oh, if only you knew.
How many times I've called your mom to tell on you.
So there's a man in Taiwan who was looking to get a PS5. And everybody's looking to get the PS5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a new hot item.
A lot of people.
Husker Nick checked his phone like every morning.
Nope. Nope. Don't know who's listening.
And this Taiwanese man, he got one, and he had to hide it from his wife.
Okay.
And so he plugged in the PS5 and has been playing it, been using it. But then his wife's like, "Oh, what is that?" And he says, "Oh, that's a new air purifier."
It looks like one. Look at the photo.
It's
if
a
you've
tower.
Not seen these things, they do. They look like air purifiers, like little air purifiers.
And it worked really.
Yeah, they do.
This is brilliant.
It worked for a little while.
Yeah.
Until there was an incident where a rat died inside their home.
Oh.
And sadly, the PS5 can only do so much with the latest hardware in terms of gaming with its non-air purifying features.
Dang it.
It did not get rid of the smell of that rat.
Oh. The jig was up
so,
at that point?
Yeah, the wife finally found out that the air purifier was actually a gaming console.
Dude, he's lucky because she might have thought that thing was broken and threw it away. Like,
yeah,
actually,
no kidding.
He really got lucky that she realized that it was a PlayStation 5 and didn't go, boy, this air purifier sucks, and then throws it away.
This
he comes
garbage.
Home, $500 down the tube.
Oh, man.
Plus,
he'll imagine?
Never log on to the gaming system. Oh,
I would hope, I guess don't actually do it, but it would be kind of funny if there was an actual audio clip of him calling the police because his wife threw away the air purifier.
The cops on my wife.
Hi, police. My wife just threw away my PS5. Can you come get me?
Yeah.
Well, almost just as bad. Hmm. She was really mad at him to the point where she made him sell his PS5.
Okay.
For a cheaper price.
Ah.
Wait, did she not realize she could have sold it for like triple the price?
Yeah, why did she go and do it?
Wow.
She could
now,
have made some coin herself.
Now we're at a situation where she's the one who's wrong here. She is in the wrong.
She had a chance to, use that to her advantage and get the money for her.
It's lucky that he'd be able to get by with it being quote-unquote air purifier because
right.
I don't know if there's many purchases that you can make that someone would be mad about that you can pass off as something else.
There would be a moment there where if I was her, I would look at him. And the most angry of this whole situation is that how dumb do you think I am?
Right.
Like, legit, how stupid. And then he's like, honey, you bought it for like 2 weeks.
Could you imagine?
Oh.
No way.
He couldn't. He's thinking it, but he couldn't say it.
I feel like that, you could pull that over on me, probably. That thing looks like an air purifier. I mean, if you told me that was an air purifier at first glance, I'd be like, oh, tight,
okay, cool.
Great air. So crisp, so clean.
Yeah.
Why does it have a little flap, like a disc section?
Yeah, but where, what is this?
That's for the filter.
What if it was the digital version? Then you don't have to worry about it.
That's the filter.
If the digital version, you're good. But the one with the discs, yeah, that'd be a bit more of a challenge to try to pass up.
Yes.
And the Sony logo and all that on it.
Sony makes all sorts of stuff.
Well, that's true.
Could be an air purifier.
Yeah.
I just like that. I guarantee he sat there and hopefully did not say out loud, "You're the idiot that believed this for 2 weeks."
We're coming up next. Go! This is what's next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, some moments of trauma.
Okay.
When it comes to what you've watched. You can join that conversation now on the Kicks Morning
Show
page.
That sounds weird.
KX969.
Wake up. Wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
No. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. 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 Hell no. No. No.
Scared you. No. All of you. Traumatized you for life. Something that Husker Nick put up on Twitter the other day.
And then on the morning show page now, two KX mornings.
About the movie that traumatized you as a kid.
Mm.
Still to this day, it messes with you.
I noticed there were a lot of horror movies, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Scary movies.
Yeah. Yours is not a scary movie?
Mine is not a scary movie.
Oh, okay.
Because the ask is, you know, what movie traumatized you as a kid?
Right.
And of course, scary movies will probably traumatize you. But I was very, very inconsolable after watching the movie John Q, a drama/thriller starring Denzel Washington in 2002.
Yeah,
I'll
John
never
Q.
forget. I was sitting towards the back of the theater in Nebraska City, watched it with my parents. And that was when I had the first inkling of the fact that, like, there are, like, socioeconomic differences between people. People can't afford health care. Like, not everybody can afford health care. Because the movie was about this kid.
How old were you when you watched this?
11.
And you're just freaking
and
out over that.
Was inconsolable.
Wow, I like it.
I could barely stand. And I was, it was incredulous to me. And I said, how does it... That's so sad because it's this kid that like has a heart condition. You know, it's like a 9 year old son. It's Denzel's son in the movie.
Yeah.
And then he can't pay for the surgery because insurance won't cover the cost or something. So Denzel goes and takes the emergency room hostage. And it's like a really sad, very bad thing that happens. Right. But very sad because he was in this horrible position to save his kid's life.
Yes.
And I was 11 watching this
Just
movie.
Freaking out, man.
It was like, oh my God, this happens to people. What do you mean? This is so sad. And that traumatized me like from day one. I'll never forget it because I didn't realize that was a thing. I thought you get hurt, you go to the doctor, you're fine. And then when this movie came out, blew my mind. I was inconsolable would be a polite word.
That's wild
because I loved scary movies as a kid. I was that creep that was like, let's watch The Exorcist.
Whenever we've done anything for Halloween to talk about scary movies, you're like one of the kid who was like, oh, I know all these movies. Bam, 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 got them all figured out. Well, you're not alone in like weird movies that freak you out.
Ones that are okay.
Justin, Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Whoa, really?
Hey, man, when that guy buttons his shirt and there's a person on his chest,
okay,
that's freaky.
All right, I'll bite.
Have you never seen that movie?
Yeah, no, I have. I didn't really think
freaky,
of it like that.
Dude.
I just thought of it as an alien movie.
That woman also has alien. Three boobs. Like, could you imagine being a freaking 11-year-old and being like, wait a minute, is that real?
And then scared that maybe something's wrong with you.
Yeah, like
you don't have three.
Yeah, you're like the next day. He goes on when he's like 18 and he's in college and some girl like takes her shirt off and he's like, is it two or three?
Two or three.
Freaking out like, yeah, I could see that being real.
Husker dude on Twitter. It's the original Incredible Hulk TV show.
That show was so sad at the end with
scared
the music and then the guy walking off. Oh my God.
I'm trying to see if there's any other.
So my dad, when I was a kid, I was born in 81. The first Nightmare on Elm Street came out in 84. The sequel was the one that I saw, which came out in like 86.
Okay.
So 86, I'm 5 years old, you guys.
Yeah.
So I remember my dad had rented the VHS tape and was watching the front room. I was supposed to be in my room playing because they didn't want me to see this.
Did you sneak around the corner and watch?
I came around the corner, I'm watching, and I'm like, this Freddy Krueger as a worm comes out of the wall and eats somebody and goes back into the closet.
Oh, no.
So then that night, I'm like, Dad. And he's like, what? And I go, I saw what you were watching. I'm scared.
I saw that very real thing that was on the TV.
He came out of the closet. I think he's in my closet. So my dad, being a dad, walks up to the closet, and it was one of those where it was a full-size door, and then it kind of went to the right a little bit.
Okay.
So dad's like, leans in, and I'm like, don't lean in.
Did he pretend like something grabbed him?
He looks at me, and he goes, Nick, I'm quite, and he just reaches his arm back and grabs his own face and pulls himself into the closet. You guys, to this freaking day, I am 39 years old. My wife would call and tell you this is 100% true. I cannot sleep with the closet door open. I am 39 years old. I even close my kids' closet doors. Like, my dad scarred me forever.
That is trauma.
Oh,
it's trauma.
Dad being a dad. And hilarious. I've been looking for a way to do this to my children. I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm going to scar them for their lives, too. So. I just don't know. Yeah. Thanks, Dad. He's like, oh, there's nothing. And he like pulls himself in.
What a dad move.
Yes.
Wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful execution.
I thought my dad was murdered by Freddy Krueger
in my closet. We're so sorry for 5-year-old Nick. And 39-year-old Nick, I guess. Thank you.
Be more sad for my wife, who is like, why do you always have to, like, that closet door even is crack open. I got to close it.
No.
Can't be open.
You got to roll out of bed. You got to shut that thing.
You can add your movie that traumatized you as a kid. Facebook or Twitter, KX969 or 466-9696.
What
movie
ones.
Traumatized you as a kid? We'll get a couple more of those coming up. Here's Morgan Wallen. It's Kix. That one didn't traumatize me as a kid because I never saw the movie.
Yeah, because you got the clown thing came from being at a Shriners
circus,
thing,
Shrine
right?
Circus.
Yeah.
Shrine Circus. It started there.
I could totally get that. I love giving you a hard time over it because we're friends, but I totally could get that.
Yeah.
When you're a little kid, all it takes is a little something.
A little tweak.
And it just gets you.
And you're like, nope, never again.
There's one that has been, I would say it's the most tweeted at us one is Jaws.
Jaws.
And here's the deal, guys. There is almost no humans alive. And if you say this never happened, you're lying. Where you jumped into the deep end of a pool in Nebraska.
A pool in a hotel.
And at some point, you felt like there was a shark behind you.
Yep.
You're like, am I about to dive into the deep end?
An unrealistic fear of mine as well.
Right.
I remember being a kid being like, there's no way that a shark isn't in these waters.
Any kind of body of water.
And we're at like a Super 8 or the Ramada Inn in Kearney.
Yes. That is 100%. Every human on the planet has felt that fear.
Yep.
I have problems with lakes a little bit sometimes, especially at night because of Jason.
Yeah. Like,
that just scary.
For me, it's because of Lake Placid, which is funny.
That's another good one.
I remember watching that when I was young and being like, nope.
Yeah, giant alligator in that one.
Probably.
What movie traumatized you as a kid? Shelley on Facebook says, The Bees.
I've never seen The Bees.
Apparently, I had a nightmare that a giant bee was coming for her for like weeks.
No.
There's actually a lot of people that say It, like you said, It the movie, and then, of course, Children of Corn.
Children of the Corn. You can't go by cornfield and not think.
And all these people, like Tina said, Children of the Corn, I lived in Hayes Springs and would drive by cornfields all the time, never knew if something would jump out at you.
Yeah. Candyman was one that when I was a kid, because all the kids would go in, like sneak out of the classroom and turn out the lights in the bathroom and say Candyman 3 times.
I remember my parents said that they went to see that in theaters when it came out and they walked out of it because it was so gross.
It was
so weird.
Scary and gross.
Yeah, and
show.
Because of that, that's actually one of the scary movies that I've never seen, and I'm a huge horror buff.
Candyman? Yeah.
It's Candyman, and I'm traumatized through my parents I feel like my dad's a pretty tough guy, and he talks about leaving the theater during the movie.
There's a remake of it coming out.
I saw that. I got to do a binge thing. I got to do it for the first time ever. I need to watch Candyman, the original, and then watch the remake.
Speaking of saying names 3 times, hi, Kix, what movie traumatized you as a kid?
Beetlejuice.
Really?
Ooh.
Why?
Well, my brother was just a teeny tiny baby, and I had this terrible nightmare that he was chasing us in the department store. We had my baby brother in the cart, and we got to the elevator, and we were so excited because the doors closed right before he got to us, and then we turned around in the elevator, and he was right behind us.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Nope, that's not
cool
at all.
The worst nightmare ever, and I still remember it, and I was only 5.
Will you never, ever say Beetlejuice 3 times?
Ever, never.
Never, ever, ever.
Just can't do it. traumatized as a kid. You can let us know yours as well. Facebook and Twitter, KX969. We got another one from the Kelsey who says, to this day, I still can't watch Nightmare Before Christmas.
What?
The animated one. Her mom had to come pick her up from a sleepover.
What?
Yeah. Oh.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Oh, Nitty. Hi, good morning. We're doing the Nitty. Chase Rice does not have COVID-19. Morgan Wallen nabs a first on the Billboard charts. And Jason Aldean's son, well, he basically dresses better than you.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Well, good morning. I'm too busy this morning looking at funny Twitter threads.
Apparently.
But hey, this is Nitty, and the internet is mad at Chase Rice. Very upset. For posting a joke about losing his taste and smell while teasing the release of their new song, Drinking Beer, Talking God, Amen. And when I say there, I mean the feature is Florida Georgia Line as well. So a lot called it not funny, poor taste, he suggested, and then people suggested he donate the profits to frontline workers. The tweet he had is this, quote, just lost my taste and smell. Weird. Also dropping a single at midnight. He does not have COVID, by the way. I guess I just don't really get how that relates.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not necessarily mad about it, like, me personally.
Kind of read the room a little bit.
But yeah, it's like read the room, and it just doesn't make sense. Like there's literally no play on words even for the song.
It's not connected to the song. It's not connected to an album.
It's just like, I don't know. It's a weird one-off thing. But anyway, so people are a little upset about it, and he's like, hey, I don't actually have COVID, and also the song is out. Okay, bye.
Apologies. Bye.
Yeah. So Morgan Wallen has become the first artist to debut two songs in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart at the same time.
Wow.
One of which you've heard, Somebody's Problem. That's at number 3. Yeah. And then Still Going Down is the other song that debuted at number 8. And both those songs, of course, you can find on the new double album, which releases January 8th. Yesterday was Jason Aldean's son Memphis's birthday, so he posted like a series of photos of him, arranged from most recent to oldest, and he wrote, you know, it's hard to believe it's been 3 years since this little guy came into our lives. He is wild, headstrong, and all boy, and I couldn't be more thankful for him. He looks like he's already got quite the personality,
and
he dresses better than you, I promise. I'm sure this has something to do, obviously, with Jason and Brittany picking out outfits, but, I mean, this kid looks like someone you don't even want to tangle with.
Right.
He's got the long hair, like, I don't know. If he doesn't grow up to ride motorcycles or something, I'm going to be a little upset about it. With an integrity from Music City, I'm Coriel with Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Hey, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's Couples Therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And we're cheap and free. If you need our help, we're here to help you.
I was just thinking about that the other day, how like we must be putting marriage counselors out of work in this burg.
It's possible.
Like, I feel really bad for that industry right now, because you can get the best hands-down marriage advice
from
this show.
Let's bring in Jason to reach out to us. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Good, man. What can we do for you today?
Well, I've been married to my wife, Marge, for about a year. We're both divorced, but we've hitched our wagons together. And there's something that's driving me crazy. I'm a little worried because we've only been married a year.
Oh, wow.
I found this thing that, it drives me nuts.
Okay? Uh-oh.
You should know there's like a bit of an age difference between us. She's 15 years my senior. I only bring it up because maybe the issue is like a generational thing. I shouldn't even bother trying to change it. But at the drop of a hat, Marge will seek out a manager to complain, like, if she doesn't feel like she's getting the service she deserves.
Okay.
Like, she'll complain. Like, I literally, the other day,
this truck driver doesn't signal when he's changing lanes, and she calls the how's my driving number.
Nobody calls those numbers.
What? Okay. I defend that a little bit, but not signaling to change lanes, but like I've done that before with a guy who was going way too fast, cutting people off in traffic.
If I may ask, I may not be able to. Is Marge, how old's your wife, just so I can get this idea here?
She's 46, and I'm 31.
Right. So, You're also 46.
Yes, this might be a generation thing.
It might actually be a generational thing, because I can't imagine doing that unless they were
I would never call that number.
Unless they were literally unless they got in a car accident.
Literally, there was a minivan that got cut off by this business truck.
Were you driving the minivan?
No, I was behind it. I watched it happen, and this minivan almost went into one of the streetlight poles. Okay. It was that bad. I think that's crap, man.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, no. If the truck's going to crash, that's fair.
That's different. Right. I get it.
Okay.
JP, though, has had a pizza he didn't like from a pizza joint, and I know you've tweeted a photo complaining and tagging them and like showing the building and like, what is this?
Take better care of the pizza. Is that the new...
So I don't know. Okay.
Anyway. Okay.
So back to Jason and his problem.
Well, you might be able to relate.
That's the thing. Like I would never do that. Right.
No.
You don't know how these people's days are going. Right. You're just seeing a snapshot in their life. And you know, Marge has no problem giving a call, giving a complaint. And you know, I just would never do it. And every time she does, I want to pull my teeth out.
You just cringe.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Okay. Well, let's have her on.
Yeah, we've heard Jason's side.
All right, yeah, that's your side. So let's see what she says.
Bring Marge in. Good morning, Marge.
Good morning.
So let's hear your side of things.
Okay. So I know he has this problem with me, and that's fine because, you know, couples have problems in marriages all the time.
It happens. Yep.
Yeah. So in defense of my, like, behavior, quote unquote, don't people and people that work for companies and companies, they should have, you know, repercussions for their bad behavior. It's like, how do you have a business, you know, with like crappy employees and people not doing what they're supposed to do? Okay, so get this. I have no problem. Like, if my pizza comes to the house and it's cold or disheveled, I have no problem of calling and say, hey, I need a new pizza. My pizza's cold.
It's I get that.
Awful. And stuff like that. I mean, it's just, you know, like, hey, the other day at the grocery store, this is another story, which drove Jason absolutely bananas. And the guy, so the gal's ringing up the groceries, right? She's ringing them up. And I'm looking at the tally. She charges me twice for the same item. And I was like, excuse me, you charged me twice. And she's like, no, I didn't. So we kind of got in this little argument, right? Okay. And so she looks it up. And I was like, well, then you might as well give me a free one, because you rang it up twice, or, you know. Hmm. And I called the manager over, and he was like, did you do this? And she's like, you know, it was just, it's just having consequences for the action.
Hmm.
All right. Okay.
I'm curious where our listeners will sit on this. Like, is it all right to always call a manager, get someone in trouble?
Yeah,
I just, well, to me, it's like,
at a restaurant, I mean, don't you guys, like, if something comes in wrong, I have no problem of calling something over. If I'm going to pay for this, or you screwed up, I want it right.
I'm kind of on Marge's side with this.
Thank you.
I want to hear what the people have to say.
Okay. Yeah, you passive aggressive youngsters. All right, let's see what you guys.
I just don't go back to that place.
Go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
All right, so whose side are you on? Are you Team Jason? This is not a good thing to do. Or Team Marge? It's a lesson to be learned.
Fire away.
This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick
in the morning.
Kix 96.9.
It's couples therapy and helping out Jason and Marge with an issue that involves customer service. And we want to know what side you're on. Are you Team Marge? You need to talk to the manager if things aren't right. Or Team Jason, let it slide unless it's super harmful or dangerous.
And this also goes for like everyday stuff, like you're on the road and you see those vans that drive by that's like 1-800, how's my driving and or whatever.
Marge has done that before.
Or, you know, going to restaurants too, but it isn't just restaurants.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not just restaurants.
Just everyday.
Can I say stuff. I'm really happy for JP on this?
What is that?
Why? Because the people calling in have largely been on, agreed with your take on it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's been like, it's nice. It's been nice for you.
I can complain.
If you listen, you can hear your voice like, you're happy.
Yeah, you can tell that you're happy that you've got a little
I don't complain all the time, but if it's jacked up.
Is it a shock, though, that the people who like to call or yell at management over being angry about something are the ones calling in to defend it?
At 7:30 in the morning versus the younger generation who's probably still sleeping.
To the other people who just avoid it and are like, I won't do that, aren't calling in. I don't know if that shocks me or not.
I see.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's actually playing into the groups, I think.
This is funny.
Interesting.
Okay. Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
I'm kind of on his side because the turn signal, yes. No, not on the turn signal, but if you get charged twice for something, yeah, but turn signal's getting a little too far.
Okay. I Kix.
Hers, without a doubt.
Why is that?
I firmly believe that if you go into a restaurant, doesn't matter where you're at or anywhere, customer service is customer service. I've been doing customer service since I was 18 years old and out of high school, and no, the customer is not always right, but regardless, you have to be courteous, and whatever you get, it needs to be what you get.
Hmm. Okay. Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
I'm on Team Jason, so I just think that life's way too short to be throwing little fits about things like that. I mean, I understand the whole pizza ordeal, but it takes 30 seconds to throw it into a microwave and heat it up as opposed to going through the hassle of calling the manager, getting a new pizza, or throwing fists and this, that, and the other, especially with the holiday season. I think we just need to be spreading more love and kindness as opposed to just making life harder on other individuals. So I'm Team Jason all the way.
Okay, thank you very much.
I love that angle.
We got one more. Good morning.
Hers and his. I mean, come on. This is, I get it. I've been there. I'm just like her, but my 13-year-old daughter taught me something several years ago. She's like, Ma, quit beating up people because they're not going to give you what you want. Put a little honey on it, use a little influence. You can still get the same thing that you want. You can still tattle, but tattle in a nice way.
Do it in a nice way.
Right.
Like, hi, I'm sorry to bother you, but yeah, this is a cold pizza. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we'll bring a new one out to you. Kind of like that, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And if you're going to the grocery store, okay, I was raised in a grocery store. I got 20, well, with my mom and dad, we got over 45 years of retail in our family. Mm-hmm. And I cashiered and I broke eggs and the whole nine yards. And it absolutely devastated me when I did it. But sometimes I was just a jerk. And I did it on purpose. But, you know, what I've learned is if you say, hey, you know what? You did bring that up twice. Here's it. Can we just step back? Can we look at it together?
Yeah, let's work on this together.
Yeah, and you know, and honestly, to be 100% honest, if it doesn't get fixed within the first, you know, 30 seconds of the interaction, then I revert back to my old ways. And seriously, just get a manager. I don't want to deal with this anymore. But that said, start with the sugar. See if you can get the honey. If not, bring out the vinegar and get where you got to go.
All valid points.
I also really
like that angle as well.
we did have a question from one of our listeners, a direct message. Marge, do you do the same thing when good things happen? You call back and tell them how good they did?
That was too long of a pause. I don't really think.
They're suggesting maybe there needs to be a balance. If she doesn't offer constructive feedback to a solution or anything, then that's just being
I think
bitchy.
That's a cool idea because in that sense, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people that will just go out of their way to be, you know, negative negs anyways, or do it maybe unjustifiably that will really like ruin somebody's day. Versus the amount of people that actually call in when something good happens. So maybe if you find yourself in that situation, like you make sure you in turn call and
praise them too.
When someone's doing well.
I'm not out to destroy anybody's life. But I am going to try to help them figure it out. that's my.
That's all on you, right?
The part that's interesting on that though, and just go. I When we have someone call this show to correct something you said, you get so angry.
Well, I've learned, though, over the over time to get better at that.
I mean, just like,
oh yes,
23 minutes ago, so you hung up the phone and was like, ah, complainer calling to complain.
Oh, no, it was a...
Hey, don't look at me like that.
The look JP is giving me like, right now.
You agreed with me. That 20 person
minutes
was,
ago,
was a complainer.
They are.
Not? Okay.
But so are you. You're a complainer. Well, you will complain if something's not what you want it to be.
The difference is they are justified in it, they think. And sometimes maybe it is. I don't know.
Everybody's got their own way of doing this. I just will not spend my money there again. Other people will call. There's different ways to, what's the old saying? There's multiple ways to skin that cat.
Right.
And they should let people know that don't go there. You're going to get terrible service.
What's that?
You'll let people know that?
Really? No. I don't.
You just don't go.
I just won't go there. Right. I'll be like, look, man, because for all I know, that individual has done amazing service for everyone else in town and was having a bad 5 minutes. Like, I've worked retail.
Yeah.
I promise you, the majority of my time, I tried to be a good dude mm-hmm. and help people. I'm sure there was plenty of people over the 15 years I did it that will come through that line, and something was going on. I was mad. I was short with them. They hated the service they got.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's
what it doesn't represent who I am as a person.
But that's where their manager, their boss will realize, okay, that's not a regular thing for you. Are you having a bad day? They'll talk to you and sort it out that way, and they'll realize that this isn't a regular thing for you. Avoiding this becoming a regular thing is why I bring it up. Like,
right. So do you think for couples therapy, Jason and Marge, do you think that you'd be able to find a middle ground there somewhere? I mean, what do you think needs to happen?
I would feel a lot better about Marge if she did call up and compliment people's work. That would
okay.
There you go. That's a great compromise.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think, Marge? Is that a compromise that you could maybe bite?
Well, I think so, because you learn things from your first marriage that you have to learn.
There you go.
Second marriage.
Valid.
You don't want to be onto a third marriage trying to learn that lesson, do you?
There's not many people you can complain to about that at that point.
But, you know, and listening to everybody's responses and stuff, I think there is a common ground. I could tone it back a little bit. I do think that, you know, people need to know if their service isn't good, but... You know, yeah. Hearing these people and listening to, you know, Jason and what he had to say, I could do that. Yeah. Okay. I could compromise.
Yeah. Right. Drizzle there the honey, try to get the sugar. If not, bring out the vinegar.
Exactly.
That's who are going to be okay.
I think you guys are going to be just
this
fine.
This was fun this morning.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Thanks for airing the laundry with us, because this was fun.
Jason, Marge, we wish you guys the best. Congratulations on the new relationship, the new marriage, and we hope for the best for both of you, all right?
Hey, thanks so much.
Best free advice.
Thanks for helping out.
Yay! You're welcome, Jason, Marge. Thank you so much. If you need our advice, we're here for you with Couples Therapy.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We move into the After the Show where Whamageddon.
Whamageddon.
Wham. Is coming up. And more chance for you to get in with Operation Ornament Smash.
Operation Ornament Smash?
Yeah, because
it's a new thing now.
It's emergency
mode. Operation Ornament Smash. Last week to qualify.
So many alliterations in this state. When I
wake up. Wake up, Kix Mornings, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
You sing alone, you can sing in front of other people. There's no difference.
Sure.
Actually, there's a big difference.
Wait. I'm singing! I'm in a store, and I'm singing! I'm in a store, and I'm singing!
Hey! There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is!
No, it's not.
We sing all the time!
No, it's not!
It's a real thing. Sing along if you want to, because it's a holiday season. Now it's December 2nd, and it's okay to play Christmas music and enjoy it as much as you want
to. In fact, I think there would be some type of revolt if there weren't Christmas tunes.
At least one an hour.
You know, which is funny, because it's either you're...
knee-deep in it?
Complaining, basically, that the Christmas music's already being played.
Right.
Or you're complaining that you have heard a lack of it
Right, that's like, the other thing.
There really, like, really is no way to please everybody.
And so let's.
So sorry.
We're going to spice things up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
With a little bit of a battle for you.
As a treat for you.
We're going to have Whamageddon.
Whamageddon!
So it was actually a buddy of mine, Robert, who posted this online. And I think we can have a lot of fun with it. And we'll be able to play along. You've got to be totally honest, though.
That's the thing. Going into what we're about to discuss, you have got to have your own merit. You have to be honest. It's on the honor system.
And I'm
going to
be paying attention to it, too, when I'm out and about. So there's a game called Whamageddon, and it's starting to get some trap. People are talking about it. Like, we were about ready to talk about it. You sent somebody on your social.
Yeah, it just like popped up in my timeline. Someone was like, Whamageddon's here. So
this does not count because I'm telling you the game.
Yes.
So hearing this now is not going to ruin it.
It will not count for you.
This is a song, Last Christmas, by Wham. You know, George Michael and that other dude.
Okay. Get that in your brains.
So, this song is the song you're trying to avoid like the plague. And the objective is, the first one is to go as long as possible without hearing Wham's Christmas classic, Last Christmas. This one.
This one's the original.
Yeah, and I'm going to fade it out and we're not going to play it anymore.
Okay.
And the second rule of the game started actually yesterday. So we'll start it today because we're a day behind.
Okay.
And it ends at midnight on December 24th, Christmas Eve midnight.
Okay.
Right before it turns Christmas
From Day. Now till Christmas Eve.
The third rule is only the original version applies. You can enjoy the all you want, the remixes, the covers. Taylor Swift does Last Christmas. We don't.
Yeah, remixes,
play that
covers,
closer.
A-okay, right. But it has to be the original from Wham, hence Whamageddon.
You're out as soon as you recognize the song. As soon as you hear those notes, the beginning of the song,
which
or George Michael
is
singing.
Is infuriating because... If you think about it, like a bus stop could troll you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So you never know.
That's true.
You never know when you're going to get whammed.
And then a bonus rule is you have to put it on social media with the hashtag Whamageddon when you get hit, when you are out of the game.
Yes. And then just to follow up, and this goes with the whole on the honor system thing.
Okay.
You can't deliberately send your friends like a
link.
Yeah,
don't be a jerk.
To the song. You can't intentionally make someone hear it. It is a sheer survival game. It's
right.
A battle royale, so don't be like a Delta Bravo, you know.
We'll post it on the morning show page.
Okay, yes. Yep.
And on Twitter so you guys can see it and play along if you want to. And then we'll see who lasts the longest.
Seriously, message the page.
Right.
Hashtag Whamageddon when you get whammed, or tweet us when you get whammed. Hashtag
right.
Whamageddon. We want to play this with you.
And we didn't include Nick, because Husker Nick hates Christmas music, so he'd win anyway.
He would win anyway.
So we're not including him. It's just me, Coryell, and you guys out there.
Yes.
So hashtag Whamageddon.
Hashtag Whamageddon. Happy thwarting.
Yeah.
May the survivor of the fittest win.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
That's how eyesight works, you stupid raccoon.
Don't call me a raccoon!
I'm sorry. I took it too far. I meant trash panda.
Yeah, most people know what a trash panda is, don't you?
Yeah, a panda.
No, a trash panda.
Oh, sorry, I mean a raccoon. Yeah, a panda. Duh.
So
it's a raccoon.
It's a raccoon.
It is a raccoon.
A California police employee hailed the cops over the weekend. He's like, "Hey, I think there's a bunch of burglars trying to get into get all the cars that are in the impound lot."
What?
Like, he's like, "Hey guys, I think there's somebody has broken in."
Like, he hears sounds?
Like, he hears stuff happening.
Okay.
And into one of the buildings where they keep a lot of the cars that they impound.
Okay.
Like the overflow or whatever. Maybe the nicer cars.
Okay.
So he convinced the police officers to swarm the building ready to bust the bad guys.
Okay.
Instead, they found a dozen trash pandas engaged in an all-out battle royale.
A raccoon brawl?
They were fighting with each other.
It's a raccoon brawl. It's probably a territory,
probably.
A territory match.
Yeah, probably a territory.
This is our junkyard.
So the police officers blew in the doors, and there's like a dozen raccoons, just full on Fight Club. And
a furry little fat Fight Club.
And then what happens, like, as soon as they come in the doors, the cops are standing there with guns open and pointed, ready to go. And they're like, wait, hold up. And there's these raccoons.
Tiny little burglars with their little masks.
They're fighting at each other.
But they're raccoons.
And all but one of the raccoons bolted. And that one just kind of stood there like,
No, I like to think that one that stood there was like, tell my family I love them. Yeah. I'm taking one for the team. They're taking me down.
He's going to be the guy who goes to jail for everybody.
A little raccoon jail.
So it just, if you think the burglar, I mean, still call the cops and all, but just hopefully something adorable like this happens.
I hope that the officers know that they were doing their job.
Yeah.
They were called to the scene for a potential burglary. I, as in that position, would have probably, at that point, I would have said, okay, I'm going home now.
Right.
This is how my night's going to go.
My shift's over.
I'm going home.
My shift's over. I'm out of here.
Come on, man. Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9. You can get with this,
or you can get with that. Oh, man. This should start your day off right, if you're just tuning in.
All right, something new with Coriel, this or that.
Something new, this or that, a holiday gift guide for 2020. Oh, okay.
Yesterday, by the way, so many people freaked out at that dumb Santa that also looked
comments?
Like the monster
it's
from
so
Stranger
funny.
Things.
Yeah, so yesterday for December 1st, this or that was like a cute Santa inflatable they can get at like Menards. Or that was this, air quotes, stuffed Santa decor that showed up on
so
Lincoln
gross.
Sign Home, which is like a home goods selling group on Facebook, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this lady had a great sense of humor. Everyone was like, yeah, I'll buy it, but does it come with its own sage and holy water? Like, because it looks insane.
It's
indescribable, honestly. It's terrifying looking. But apparently it's sold, by the way. I checked in on it.
Mm-hmm.
But today's this or that is this cute little poop emoji plunger that is made by Squatty Potty. You can find it on Amazon.
Okay.
It's a funny little gag gift, especially if you're doing like white elephant stuff.
Well, and a lot of plungers kind of look like poop.
Yeah, you might as well make it something kind of funny.
And that's adorable.
Yeah, and it's just like the little smiley poo emoji.
Okay.
But then I scoured Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
And this is actually pretty cool, I'm not going to lie. But in the theme of restrooms, this is called the Snoop in Poop.
Snoop and Poop.
Yes.
Is Snoop Dogg involved?
No, it's not. But that's funny
God,
that you say
been
that.
Great.
No, it's a Snoop and Poop, and it is like a wooden word search sign for like the opposite wall of where you'd be sitting.
Oh, okay.
So the words are like, wet seat, gross, stunk, poop. Wee wee.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And it's a word search so that you can, have something instead of like reading the can of spray behind you.
Yeah.
You could read the Snoop and Poop and try to find the poo words.
So do you put like a pen in there just so, like you could circle the word that you found while you're coming
words
you found? Make it a family thing and everybody's competing.
Sure, one at a time if you'd like. But that's on sale for also just like the stuffed Santa decor that was so terrifying. It's also $15. A wood sign looks like on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
This or that, your holiday gift guide 2020.
Some brilliant ideas.
You know, everyone needs new ideas.
That's a true fact.
And I will find them for you.
Our one big thing is the countdown to Christmas.
To the best holiday in many's minds.
And even though we've had some tough times this year, it's nice to see people doing good for others and coming out and doing a little bit of shopping for people.
Yeah.
And seeing our friends and family members from a distance, whether it be Zoom with their extended time period to talk to people
Definitely.
On the holidays or whatever it may be. And maybe you're doing some holiday shopping, and we've got something that we'd like to give you.
Yeah.
As part of that.
We've got the opportunity for you to score $150 from the From Nebraska Gift Shop, which is at 8th and Q in the Haymarket. It's four stores in one. Haymarket Mercantile, James Arthur Vineyard's Tasting Room, Curveball Cider House. Yum.
Oh, yeah.
And from Nebraska Gift Shop itself. So it's really cool. All you have to do is submit a holiday tradition photo at KZKX.com. If you scroll down on the homepage, you'll find it. Just keep scrolling down towards the bottom. But anything that says holiday traditions to you, it might be a photo from Thanksgiving or Christmas from the past, or maybe a screenshot from Zoom this year. If you did a Zoom call, it might be a photo of your beautiful Christmas tree. It doesn't really matter. Whatever says holiday traditions to you.
Okay.
Submit the photo.
Would this one get eliminated? I like to do naked snow angels.
That would I would not approve that. I'm sorry. There is a word that's better for that. I would reject it.
Those are the two options.
They have to be approved, and I would hit reject so fast my finger would fall off my hand.
That's a
I'm
no.
I'm sorry, JP.
Okay.
It's only because I just don't want people to get jealous.
Oh, okay. I would have believed you didn't laugh as you said it.
Oh, man. But yes, yeah, so sans naked pics.
Yeah, no nudes. Please don't send nudes.
Holiday traditions, whatever that means to you. Submit a photo. A random winner will win this time instead of the most voted for.
Okay.
And yeah, you'll be in the running for $150 to the From Nebraska gift shop.
Happy holidays from us and them. Again, KZKX.com for all the details about that. Tomorrow, we'll be back with Data or Dump 'Em. A JP Mix's guests, and a lot more on the show. If you missed today's show, including a great couple therapy, you can catch it on our podcast at KZKX.com.
Kicks Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That puts us in a great mood.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Country mornings are the best.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.